Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. People have long talked about the West African roots of American jazz and blues, but pianist Randy Weston did more than talk about it. He has spent much of his six-decade career exploring the music of Ghana, Mali, Senegal, and especially Morocco, where he lived for several years in the 60s and 70s. Now, in a new duo album with sax player Billy Harper, he's looking at how those sounds can still be heard in the blues today. In fact, the album is called The Roots of the Blues. Both Randy Weston and Billy Harper are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. They're each going to play something separate for us, and then we'll hear them together. First, Roots of the Nile, a live performance at our piano by Randy Weston. That is Randy Weston, the legendary jazz pianist at our piano here in the Soundcheck studio, in a piece called Roots of the Nile, which you will find on the album The Roots of the Blues. Randy Weston and sax player Billy Harper, both of whom are with me here in the Soundcheck studio today. And they'll both be playing at the Iridium, the Club Iridium here in New York on November 26th and 27th. Randy Weston, great to have you with us once again.
Thank you so much, John.
And Billy Harper, welcome to you, too.
Yes, thank you.
The album, The Roots of the Blues, I mean, Randy, it goes without saying that you don't spend six decades in jazz without dealing with the blues. You've done this over and over again. What's different about this record?
Well, it's the first time I've been able to do a recording with Billy Harper, you know.
As a duo.
Yeah, as a duo.
Right.
Yeah, I first heard Billy in Tangier in Morocco in 1972 as part of Max Roach's group. Mm-hmm. And I always liked his sound. And I always wanted to do a duo recording with Billy for years. And we finally did it this year.
And the blues was the sort of the connection.
Absolutely, because the blues is the foundation of our music, you know.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to all over the motherland of Africa, you find the blues with traditional languages, traditional instruments, you know. So we wanted to get into the spirit of what we call the blues.
Now, what was your, I mean, I seem to recall you telling us at one point, you've been coming on these shows for many years now, Randy. I seem to remember you saying at one point that your family has its roots in the Caribbean. Is that right?
Absolutely. So, my dad, Panama, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. My mother, Virginia, and me, Brooklyn.
So what was, I mean, so there's no Mississippi in there. What was your first exposure to the blues?
Well, I guess really I was attempting to play the blues, but it didn't really happen until 1949 when I traveled with Bull Moose Jackson, who was a very popular artist. And we traveled by limousine from New York all the way to Oklahoma City and back, you know.
That was popular.
And it was incredible.
If you were in a limo, you knew you were good.
Yeah. Heard all kinds of blues, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Billy, what about you? You grew up in Texas, right?
Yes, Texas.
So what was your first exposure to the blues?
Wow. Well, you know, Texas is a place where you can hear the blues on any corner. And at the time that I was very small, so there was a joint on a corner, a bar, and there's no way to miss it. You go to school and you will hear the blues. When you come back, you hear the blues. And besides that, you know, I was in church a lot, and I heard and got the feeling of the blues right there.
Hmm. And for you, Randy, was church also a proving ground, a musical proving ground for you?
Well, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, we had live clubs everywhere. Blues bands on the corner, organ trios on the corner, you know. Yeah, but it was so symbolic. People like Count Basie and Ellington and Billie Holiday. You know, it was an incredible period of all kinds of blues.
So when you first started actually going to West Africa and hearing that traditional music, whether it was from Ghana or Mali or especially Morocco, were you hearing those echoes, those echoes of the blues in that music?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like what we call our ancestral memory. But I think maybe what we call the blues is probably the oldest music on the planet, because it's the kind of music that you can have so much direct communication, see, about the blues. So when I go in Africa and I hear the traditional people using the traditional instruments and traditional languages, I hear the foundation of the blues, you see, which is Africa. Yeah.
So we're talking about the blues as if the blues is one thing, but there are many different types of blues.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Texas, I mean, like East Texas, Billy, has its own kind of blues, right?
Oh, they have a different flavor, but it's all over Texas for sure.
Right. Where did you grow up? Houston?
I was in I've mistakenly call it Houston because I've been here so long. But, yeah.
Houston, Texas.
Right. They'll kill me down there in Texas if I said that.
But, so like, what brand of blues did were you mostly hearing?
Oh,
was it acoustic,
I heard, like,
electric?
The guitar type.
Yeah.
You know, real down-home blues.
Oh, okay.
I heard some blues that was just kind of natural, too, not necessarily so structured. I mean, the guitar players who just played blues, feeling blues, you know.
Well, now that raises an interesting question. Randy, there are lots of tracks on the new record, The Roots of the Blues, which has, you know, actual blues in the title. We heard a little bit of Berkshire Blues at the top of this segment. That's a song you did back in the 60s, right?
Exactly.
But then there's blues to Senegal, blues to Africa, the Clean Head Blues. Are you following a kind of, classic 12-bar, 16-bar, some kind of form for each of these, or is it more elastic than that?
That's a good question. You've got the 12-bar form, but at the same time, we break it up. Sometimes, like, I'll just stay on, like, one chord and just stay there, you know? And because what we call the blues is really, it's a spirit. Hmm. It's a feeling in the music that you feel it. You know, whether it's a Mississippi blues or blues from Virginia or Chicago, it's that spirit of the blues, you know. And when the blues is happy, it lifts your spirits, you know. When the blues is sad, you feel sad. But you can do anything with the blues, yeah.
We're speaking with Randy Weston and Billy Harper, pianist and sax player, respectively, about their brand new album called The Roots of the Blues. We've heard Randy at our piano. Billy, you want to do one of your tunes for us next?
Yes.
This one's called If One Could Only See.
Yes.
All right. It's a solo performance on tenor saxophone from Billy Harper. Once again, Billy and Randy are performing two nights at the Club Iridium here in New York on November 26th and 27th, just before Thanksgiving, performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. That was Billy Harper, solo, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and his song called If One Could Only See. You'll find a version of it on the record that he and Randy Weston have just released called The Roots of the Blues, and Randy Weston making his way back to our piano to join Billy Harper, and we're going to hear both Randy and Billy together in a live performance of a piece called Blues to Senegal. Once again, Randy Weston, Billy Harper, live on Soundcheck. Mm-hmm. That is called Blues to Senegal, a live performance here in our Soundcheck studio by the great jazz pianist Randy Weston and sax player Billy Harper. You will find a version of that on their brand new album called The Roots of the Blues, but that was a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. I just got to say, Randy, you're 87. You have been doing this for over 60 years. Halfway through that piece, you're grinning, you're practically laughing at. I mean, there's a reason we say playing the piano. You're not working the piano, you're playing. It seems like you're still genuinely having fun doing this.
Well, music is wonderful. You know, music is spirit, you know. And especially when I'm able to play with saxophonist like Billy Harper, you know, and how we talk to each other. Through the language of the blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always exciting.
Well, now, you know, you spent many years living with and playing with the Gnawa, the traditional healing musicians of Morocco, and for them, music is a spiritual practice.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is it for you as well?
Of course, of course. Music has taken me all over the planet. I'm here because with you, because of music, you mm-hmm. know. And you have to go back to those early piano lessons, you know, when you realize what your father and mother want you to do. Practice, you know, mm-hmm. and what can happen, yeah.
Well, we've talked about this a little bit in the past. You were not so willing to practice basketball, even though at 6 foot six, you probably could have done pretty well.
No, I don't think I was very good anyhow.
And Billy, I mean, you've written pieces that, you know, whose title suggests that music might be a spiritual practice for you, too.
Of course it is, yes. It was, well, you know, I mentioned that... when I was very small, I was singing, and then I went to church because my parents were ministers, and I was always there at church, and I got the spirit, I mean the real spirit, from the music and from the preachings and teachings there. Hmm. It's very much like the preaching of the minister.
Well, you know, and towards the end there, the sax playing in that last bit, it had that kind of, you know, preachy, almost vocal effect, mm-hmm. which I guess was the point.
Well, yeah, it happens automatically, yeah.
Yeah. So the album's called The Roots of the Blues, Randy Weston and Billy Harper playing for us here today, playing on November 26th and 27th, two sets each night at the Iridium here in town. The record, Randy, ends with a track called The Healers. So I guess, is that a tribute to these Gnawa musicians? Even before.
Oh, going all the way back when man and woman listened to the sounds of Mother Nature and created music. What that must have been like, you know. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine what it must have been like, you know, really.
So the kind of one of the primal forces behind music.
We stop and think about the origin of music itself and how the Creator has given this beautiful gift of music. And everybody has their music, you know, yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit from The Healers from the album called The Roots of the Blues. Randy Weston, Billy Harper, so much fun to have you guys with us on Soundcheck today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.